With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A U.S. Senate committee heard bills from both of Montana's senators today. One would add wilderness protection to about 79,000 acres of land here. The other would remove wilderness study area designation for around 500,000 acres. Democrat John Tester's bill is called the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Act.
This bill was started over 10 years ago with folks that worked with their neighbors. They worked with folks from the logging industry, from the environmentalists, from conservation, from recreation, and came to an agreement on a bill.
Tester called it a jobs bill, saying that wilderness and a clean environment play a huge role in attracting visitors to Montana.
It increases trail use and recreational opportunities for those who love our outdoors. It strengthens the local timber industry in western Montana. And maybe most importantly, it provides a blueprint for breaking the gridlock that is plaguing our forests.
That blueprint, establishing a collaborative where opposing interest groups can work together to find compromise on public lands issues, has been criticized by some environmental groups for bypassing established public processes. But Senator Daines praised that aspect of Tester's bill at the hearing, although he's not definitively come out as supporting or opposing the bill. Here's Senator Daines.
I know this is an important bill that brings forth truly local collaborative agreement that's been agreed upon by timber stakeholders, wilderness advocates, and outfitters.
Daines's bill, the Protect Public Use of Public Lands Act, would remove wilderness study area designations for five locations totaling about 500,000 acres. He told the committee that there's strong grassroots support for his bill.
From local elected officials, every single county commission, the Montana State Legislature, as well as recreation, sportsmen, and other groups.
Earlier this week, people in Fergus, Judith Basin, and Beaverhead counties complained that their county commissioners sent letters in support of Daines's bill without holding public meetings first. Today, Ravalli County commissioners held a meeting on Daines's bill. The Ravalli Republic reports that 200 people came and that comments ran 2-1 against Daines's bill. The newspaper says Ravalli County commissioners stand behind a letter that they sent previously supporting Daines's bill. Senator Daines says the wilderness study areas, or WSAs, that his bill addresses were designated as potential wilderness more than 40 years ago, and that since then, the U.S. Forest Service has found them unsuitable for wilderness protection. He brought up that point in an exchange with Forest Service Deputy Chief Glenn Casamassa today.
These WSAs that are proposed for release are not recommended for wilderness. Can you confirm that?
Yes, Senator. They have been studied, and that the recommendation was through our work that they would be released or that they would not be considered.
The Montana Wilderness Association, which is sharply critical of Daines's bill, took issue with that exchange on Twitter during the hearing. The association pointed to the latest draft of the Helena Lewis and Clark National Forest Plan, dated November 2016. That draft plan recommends the Big Snowy's Wilderness Study Area for full wilderness protection. Daines's bill proposes removing wilderness study designation for the Big Snowy's. A spokesperson for Senator Daines says that his bill only recommends removing WSA status for areas where final forest plans don't recommend them for full wilderness protection. The spokesperson says that Daines understands that the Helena Lewis and Clark plan is currently under revision and that Daines's bill does not impact that planning process. Deputy U.S. Forest Service Chief Glenn Casamassa addressed both Daines and Tester's bill in today's hearing. He said the Forest Service supports both. No votes were taken on the bills today. The subcommittee of the U.S. Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources that heard them is keeping the hearing record open for another 2 weeks to take further comment or get technical revisions. After that, the bills could be revised before moving forward. No further actions on the bills have been scheduled at this time. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.